Welcome to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Welcome to all our listeners here at CFMH in the port city of St. John and our radio partners in Voice of Bombay in Bombay, Newfoundland, and Lethbridge at CKXU and in Sydney, Nova Scotia at Caper Radio. Welcome all. Got a great little show lined up for you. Some new songs. In fact, let's get started with one right away. This one here is a track called Come Back, Kids. It's from the Jayhawks' forthcoming new record called Paging Mr. Proust here on Ear Candy.
Just give me the love. Give me the love. understand what makes woman and what makes man. Give me some paper to read this news. Give me some money to buy new shoes. Give me the love. Give me the love. Give me the love. Give me the love. Give me the cross and holy water. Give me a dime or give me a dollar. Give me some space to breathe some air. Give me the street to grow my hair. Give me the life that I ask for. Give me the light to reach the door. Give me some food to feed my kids. Don't give me garbage can lids. Just give me the love. Give me the love. Beckett and Dylan Thomas, give me books and give me promise. Give me sun and give me air. Give me shoes and give me spare. Just give me the love. Give me the love. Give me the love. Give me the love. Give me the life that I ask for. Give me a light just to reach the door. Give me some food to feed my kids. They can't eat out of garbage lids. Just give me the love. Give me the love. Give me the love. Give me the love.
I love, I'm
Oh, yeah. That's Cat Stevens from Buddha and the Chocolate Box way back in the year 1975. Yeah, we're going back away, kids. No doubt. Before that, we heard Gimme the Love. This is from seminal Canadian pop rock band Junkhouse from Hamilton. In a previous episode, I actually called them Junkyard. Don't know what's up with that. Embarrassed. Junkhouse off their debut record called Strays. That's a classic record. You need to look that one up. And we started the show with Comeback Kids, the Jayhawks, off of Paging Mr. Prowse. And you know what's cool about that record, besides the song that you heard? The album cover, Trey Cool. It looks futuristic. And actually what it is an airport terminal. I think one of the New York terminals. I'm not sure if it's LaGuardia or JFK. It's an airport terminal. But what's cool about it is it looks so futuristic. You would swear it's the airport terminal from 50 years from now, not 50 years ago. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. Maybe they had more style back then than we maybe have today. Could be. It's a possibility. All right, I'm going to get on with more music. We're going to play something from PEI's The Paper Lions. They've got a new one out called Callback. I don't know what the new record's going to be called yet. And they've gone for a very glossy pop sound. First song that they released, I didn't like at all. I'm a fan of the band, but it just wasn't my kind of thing. But this one's much better. Very well-constructed song. Then we're going to hear something from Stephen Page. And I want you to pay attention to this song, because when we get back from the next set, I'm going to play you a classic record, just a snippet, from a hit back in 68, 69, somewhere around there. And you tell me if there is stylistic similarity that Stephen Page was drawing upon for the track he's got. Anyway, let's get things going. A little less talk, a little more music. This one here from the Paper Lions is called Callback. You're going to like it.
You were broken and battered. Afraid of the night, lonely and shattered. Oh, I never felt the way that I'm feeling tonight. Baby got me feeling alright now. I can feel it, I can feel it, I can feel it. Deep down in my bones, can get your head around what your heart already knows. I can see it, I can see it, I can see it. That you move, can see a little better when I get a look at you. Take a look if you wanna feel warm. Take a look if you wanna feel something. You don't ever wanna ever feel nothing. Can you feel me call back? I can feel you call back. Take a look if you wanna feel warm. Take a look if you wanna feel something. You don't ever wanna ever feel nothing. Can you feel me call back? Can feel your call back. Oh, I never
baby, got me feeling all right now. Right now. You were broken and battered, cold and afraid of the night, lonely and shattered.
Can you feel me call back? I can feel you call back.
Oh, I never ever felt the way I'm feeling tonight. Oh, baby, got me feeling all right now. Not now, let's go.
The moon was
That is The Score from Sarah Sleen, Canada's own Sarah Sleen, off of her record One Day. I think my favorite Sarah Sleen record thus far, but she's got a lot of good ones. I like that cabaret style. As a genre, no, I'm not going out and listening to Liza Minnelli, just not. I'm not listening to Milli Vanilli either. But in the right hands, any genre can be transcribed, mutated into some beautiful, wonderful piece of pop music, and Sarah Sleen's got that kind of talent. Before that, we heard Stephen Page, The Illegal Eater, and I'm going to do a little more about that song in just a moment. And we started the set with Paper Lions, Callback off of Believer, a very popular group from Belfast, PEI. And I'm very, very intimately familiar with Prince Edward Island, and I don't even know where Belfast is. I'm sure it's very small. So let's say Charlottetown, close enough. And if you're listening, guys, don't take offense. Okay, let's see now. I wanted to play you a little snippet of a song that will remind you of Stephen Page's song, The Illegal Eater. Let's just see if I can't get something up here. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Okay, so we're just going to play a little snippet of this one so you get a flavor of it. My beautiful balloon. You see that style of music? Yeah, that's the just a snippet from the Fifth Dimension and their smash hit from way, way back when called Up, Up and Away, My Beautiful Balloon. I think it even won a Grammy Award, even though maybe it wasn't actually such a chart smash. And you wouldn't hear it on the radio too much these days. You'd have to find a station that is focused on oldies for sure. But Stephen Page has an encyclopedic knowledge of popular music, and the way he mixed his brass and strings and the whole tone and texture and feel of his song, The Illegal Eater, that's where he's taken it from. Trust me. The Illegal Eater, apparently, Stephen Page, who used to be a member of the Bare Naked Ladies, has a food show, apparently called The Illegal Eater. And that song was a single released as a companion to the show. I haven't seen the show. I have to say, I'm not a food show kind of guy. I know people who are, but I'm not. And even though I'm not, I can't say I've ever seen it on the TV listings anywhere. Perhaps it's Toronto-centric. I'm not sure. But certainly a good song. All right, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Man, you know, they've got a ton, just a ton of great songs. And they're not done. They remain a vital creative force in their 50s. It's hard to believe that they're up there in that decade of their life, but that's where they are. And their next record should be a good one. It's the first one since Mother's Milk, not produced by Rick Rubin. I'm not sure why you'd move away from that guy when you've had such a great run, but well, I guess they thought it was time for a change, so they went with Danger Mouse. That's actually Brian Burton, who helped the Black Keys break through. And it's done a lot of interesting things with a lot of different interesting bands. helped produce U2's last record, you know, the one they released on Apple and claimed they sold a gazillion copies, that one. And now they've also brought on Nigel Godrich, who is famed for producing Radiohead, to mix the record. Could be different. Could be something a little different. Though I find all the records quite different, but they got a similar tone that people like. A lot of creativity, a lot of range in their music. So working with new people, I think we'll only expand that. We'll see, though. This one here, though, is from, well, it was a B-side, I believe, from their last record. I can't even tell you the name of their last record. It was the one with a picture of a pill capsule and a fly. Dumb album cover. That's just my opinion. This one here is called Love of Your Life, here on Ear Candy.
Thank you. it out again, running all in vain. Motel blues, only bad news. I'm never looking for you, you find me all the same. I lie awake at night envisioning a trace from the past. This heavy heart of mine, it never fails to bring me right back. Now I see us walking down Cedar Lane, slowing the sunshine, fast in the rain. Time moves so swiftly.
First Aid Kit, Clara and Johanna Soderberg. I hope I pronounced their names right, from Sweden. Very popular duo off their record, Stay Gold. Keep Your Heart Pure? I'm not sure about the title, but that song was Cedar Lane. Very good one. And then we heard the Sam Roberts Band with Fixed to Ruin. And we started the set off with Love of Your Life which was a B-side off of the last Red Hot Chili Peppers record, which I still can't remember the name. That's all you need to know. They're a very popular band. You want to find love of your life, you just do that. Probably the time in the show where I should say, hey, any listeners out there? Oh, any present day listeners, any future listeners? If you're not sure what you heard, you can go to my Facebook page. Just Google, or as my son says, use your Google. Use your Google, Ear Candy, Mark O'Connor, that's my name, or CFMH, and you'll find it easy enough, and I always post the playlist. So it's occurred to me that if somebody's looking for a playlist somewhere down the road, they're not going to know what date I made the program in. It might be difficult to find. So, I'll think on that one. But at any rate, if you're hearing this in the near future, and who knows if you are or not, just go to the Facebook page. You'll find it. All right. We're going to get more rock and roll. You probably heard a little bit of that rock and roll stuff starting at the very end of the Cedar Lane song by First Aid Kit. And that would be none other than Mr. Lenny Kravitz. Sounds just like Lenny, right? And it's off his record called It's Time for a Love Revolution. His first sort of hit, if you want to call it that, from his debut record was called Let Love Rule. And Lenny makes the point that this is just not a thing or persona that he adopted or walked into as a marketing ploy, or that something he grew into when he became an adult and became more aware and cosmically aware of his world and the universe and whatever, but that he was always that way, even as a kid. And he posted some pictures, and sure enough, you know, that love message and getting along and interracial harmony seemed to have been there from when he was a kid. Not surprising, given that his parents were a mixed interracial couple. Well known, in fact. His mother was a very well-known actress on some 70s sitcoms, and his father was a TV executive. So there's a guy who would know a little bit about interracial harmony, I do think. But I think it was bred into his personality more than it was the environment he was raised in. But I really, no scientific basis for saying that, I'll admit. So we're going to hear Bring It On, and the signature thing about this song that you're going to hear, because you're going to hear this rock riffage, catchy rock riff, but an odd sound, you're going to hear a sitar. So we brought on a guest sitarist. And if I have time after this set, if there's time for me to come back on the air, I'll see if I can't look it up and tell you who that is. But that's what you want to keep your ears peeled for, okay? And then we're going to play a track from Peter Buck. He was the guitarist in REM, one of the songwriters. He says these days he hates the music business, but it's clear he loves music. At the very top of the show, we played a song called Comeback Kids from the Jayhawks, who are a very well-known band. And he, Mr. Buck, has produced that record called Paging Mr. Proust. And he's put out three records since REM has folded. And this one is off his very first solo record, called It's All Right. He only releases it on vinyl. He does no promotion whatsoever. Doesn't want it. Doesn't want anything to do with the business anymore. Just wants it to be in it for the art. And so I managed to get a copy of this. You're going to hear It's All Right. And I forget what the next song is going to be, but let's start with Lenny and see how far we get. I think I'll have time to come back and say goodbye, okay? This is Bring It On, Lenny Kravitz, here on Ear Candy. I'm gonna walk by faith, gonna
like that.
Sitting in my easy chair. Well, there's three people in the mirror, and I'm wondering which one of them I should choose. Well, I can't keep from laughing, spitting out these 300 mile per hour alcohol blues. Wondering
just how I can do that and still give her everything that she needs. Well, there's three people in my head that had the answer, and one of them has got to be you. But you're holding tight to it, the answer, singing these 300 miles per hour. And wrap up warm on this winter night. Every time you get defensive, you're just looking for a fight. It's safe to say somebody out there's got a problem with almost anything you do. Don't fight back, just play the victim instead of playing the fool. And the roads are covered with a million little molecules of cigarette ashes. And the school floors are covered with pieces of pencil eraser too. Well, sooner or later the ground's gonna be holding all of my ashes too. But I can't help but wonder if after I'm gone will I still have these 300 mile per hour finger breaking, no answers broken back, dirty cancer be stung and busted up, empty cup, torrential outpour blues. One thing's for sure in that graveyard, I'm gonna have the shiniest pair of shoes.
Smaller ink on maps, they build important things. 1200